From the catwalk to a moonwalk, the next generation of spacesuits have been unveiled after decades of the same old thing. These new suits will be adorned by the next team of U.S. astronauts to step on the moon, which could be in the next couple of years. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Robert Perlman, space historian, editor of CollectSpace.com. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What are the biggest, most exciting changes between the suits that we've been using and these new models?
Well, first, when we went to the moon with Apollo, we went with suits that were owned by NASA and were sized to each astronaut. This is more of a rental model. It's a commercial spacesuit that NASA is leasing from a company called Axiom Space. And they are designed to fit many different types of people, both men and women of all sizes. And that reflects the program that we're going to the moon with, Artemis, which intends to put the first woman and the next American on the moon. The other changes allow for astronauts to have more mobility, to be able to bend down and pick up moon rocks and basically operate more easily in the low gravity environment of the moon.
I can't believe it's taken them this long to update the what they wear.
Well, we did get new suits after Apollo. After the end of the Apollo program, we designed new suits to be worn on spacewalks in low Earth orbit, so that we use those on the space shuttle, and today we continue to use them on the International Space Station. But when you walk in space and in orbit, you barely use your legs. It's more of an arm activity. You're pulling yourself along the space station. But we're now getting ready to go back to the moon, so we need new suits to be able to actually walk on the surface of the moon and eventually go to Mars.
I find it so interesting that NASA is contracting out, and they're calling it a rental suit. Is it because NASA is just shrinking, or do they believe Axiom Space can really do the job better than they do?
It's not about shrinking, but it is about allocating more resources to the commercial sector that can now be done by them so that we can free up resources that only NASA can do. So NASA is going to pay for the missions to go to the moon and to Mars, but they have partnered with commercial partners. Today we have, for example, SpaceX and soon Boeing flying astronauts to and from the International Space Station on spacecraft that they own and operate. And the same thing now, the same model is being approached with spacesuits. Axiom Space and another company called Collins Aerospace are developing commercial spacesuits for use in low Earth orbit and on the moon.
As someone who loved the Apple TV series For All Mankind, which reimagines Apollo history, I was very interested to learn that they're using the costume designer for at least part of these new suits. How did that go down?
Indeed. So the actual suit that will be worn on the moon will have a white outer cover, just like the Apollo spacesuits did, and that's for thermal reasons. It keeps the suit more regulated in the heat, the tremendous heat when you're standing in the sunlight. But for here on Earth, while they're testing the spacesuit and they want to cover up the under layers of the spacesuit, they needed a outer layer that they could use. And so they turned to the costume designer for All Mankind to come up with this very bold-looking blue and black and orange spacesuit that is unlike any suit we've had to date.
Life imitating art. That is really amazing. Robert, thank you so much for your time. Robert Perlman, space historian and editor of CollectSpace.com.